name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
I had a special request to give thanks to God for our rain that we've been getting. So thanks be to God. Amen. On this 14th Sunday after Trinity, like the 10 lepers of old, we have come this day seeking God's mercy. Our world is sick and diseased. And even more so, I've heard lately, COVID's still running around. We got RSV. I'm sure Doc could tell me a lot more, but that'll suffice. Our world is sick and diseased, not only with physical sickness, but spiritual sickness, right? And yet, by God's grace, here we are. Here we are gathered in our Lord's name. He comes to grant us healing and salvation. With the word, he cleanses us of all sins and gives us a spirit of thankfulness and praise. So let us now come before him and confess our sins, that his word of absolution may make us well and set our whole body aright. Please stand. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore, you are feared. Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake, forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you of all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. O Lord, teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the just decrees of your mouth. The way of your testimonies I delight, as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts, and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy. To God on high be glory, and peace to all the earth. in heaven proclaimed at Jesus' birth. We praise and bless you, Father, your holy name we sing. Our thanks for your great glory, Lord God, our early King. You also begotten the Father's Son, we pray. O Lamb of God, our Savior, you take our sins away. Have mercy on us, Jesus, receive our heartfelt cry. Where you in power are seated at God's right hand on high. You alone are holy, you only are the Lord. Forever and forever be worshipped and adored. You with the Holy Spirit, God, our Lord Most High, in God the Father's glory, amen, our glad reply.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O Lord, keep your church with your perpetual mercy. And because of our frailty, we cannot but fall. Keep us ever by your help from all things hurtful, and lead us to all things profitable to our salvation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for our catechesis. In lieu of a children's message, we have a couple more commandments today and two stanzas of our hymn. I wanted to get through our 10 commandment lesson through the summer because next week is rally day. So, the eighth commandment. What is the eighth commandment? You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we do not tell lies about our neighbor, betray him, slander him, or hurt his reputation, but defend him, speak well of him, and explain everything in the kindest way. What is the ninth commandment? You shall not covet your neighbor's house. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we do not scheme to get our neighbor's inheritance or house, or get it in a way which only appears right, but help and be of service to him in keeping it. What is the tenth commandment? You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we do not entice or force away our neighbor's wife, workers, or animals, or turn them against him, but urge them to stay and do their duty. Our two stanzas.
Bear no false witness, nor defame your neighbor, nor destroy his name, but view him in the kindest way. Speak truth in all that you say. Have mercy, Lord. You shall not crave your neighbor's house, nor covet many goods or spouse. Pray God he would your neighbor bless, as you yourself wish success. Have mercy, Lord.
The Old Testament reading for the 14th Sunday after Trinity
is from Proverbs chapter 4. Hear, my son, and accept my words, that the years of your life may be many. I have taught you the way of wisdom. I have led you in the paths of uprightness. When you walk, your step will not be hampered, and if you run, you will not stumble. Keep hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of the evil. Avoid it. Do not go on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they cannot sleep unless they have done wrong. They are robbed of sleep unless they have made someone stumble. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. My son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and healing to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle is from Galatians chapter 5. St. Paul writes, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Oh, I forgot the Spirit. Oh, my goodness. Turn the page, will you? "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires." This too is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We stand for the Holy Gospel. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us."
When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." The Greek word sozo, it's well or saved. Your faith has saved you, right? This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We confess the faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated for our sermon hymn, 846, "Your Hand, O Lord, in Days of Old."
Of old was strong to heal and save. It triumphed over ills and death, o'er darkness and the grave. To you they came, the blind, the mute, the palsied and the lame. The lepers in their misery, the sick with fevered frame. Your touch then, Lord, brought light and health, gave speech and strength and sight. And youth renewed and frenzy calmed, revealed you, Lord of light. And now, O Lord, be near to bless, almighty as before. In crowded street, by beds of pain, as by Gennesaret shore. O be our great deliverer still, the Lord of life and death. Restore and quicken, soothe and bless with your life-giving breath. To hands that work and eyes that see, give wisdom's healing power, that whole and sick and weak and strong may praise you evermore.
We all may have came to church this morning for different reasons, but I hope you all leave here today with Jesus on your mind. Jesus can handle any situation that you are going through, anything you're struggling with. He can do it. You can trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. So right now, I just want us to take a moment for us to thank him for all he's done for you. I can't tell you everything he's done for you. I can only tell you what he's done for me just this morning. Jesus woke me up next to my wife in my own bed, in my family's home. Jesus started me on my way. He gave me a nice hot shower, clothes to wear, a warm breakfast to eat, and a little coffee to get me going. Jesus got me here safely, all 300 feet of my journey. He gave me good weather, right? Watered crops, a sun overhead, and good fields as far as the eye can see. And then look, a beautiful building devoted to a place where I can come to receive his gifts for me. I'm here in my right mind, gathered in Jesus' name, surrounded by faithful laymen to watch over, good friends to support me, and the church's liturgy and songs to lift up my soul. Jesus has poured out his Holy Spirit that it might abide in me, and has filled me with these very words, and has opened my mouth so that I may know what I ought to speak and to pray. He makes me attentive to his instruction and inclines my ear to his sayings. He doesn't let me lose sight of them, but keeps them in my heart. His words are healing to my flesh, and from my heart flow the springs of life. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. I'm here in a thankful heart, the same heart he gives to you. There is nobody else like him. So take a moment and breathe it all in. And thank Jesus for all he has done for you today, yesterday, forever. Then rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. Rise and go my way. That sounds nice, but you know, Pastor, life isn't that nice. It's actually quite the opposite. Daily, we are at war. Our spirit and our flesh are at war. Daily, you have to fight against your flesh. So before you go, dress yourselves in Christ Jesus. Daily, put on his armor. Fashion his word upon you. Equip yourselves with forgiveness. Be robed in your baptismal righteousness and purity. And draw strength from his supper. You are the redeemed of the Lord. So trust in him with all your heart, and he will direct your paths. Wow, sounds great, Pastor. But man, even still, you know that this battle is hard and tiresome. Daily fighting, daily, even in my dreams, fighting. I'm tired. Come, Lord Jesus. You know, and when I'm tired, those are the moments my flesh comes in strong. Daily it tempts me to not trust in the Lord. Instead, to cast him off, to stop fighting to lean on my own understanding and to trust in me. It says, God doesn't really know what's best for me. Only I can direct my paths and take care of myself. Thus says the flesh. But then again, deep, deep down, I know that I can't trust myself, my flesh either. My own understanding, my feelings, my gut instincts, these have steered me wrong and caused me and those around me to get hurt a countless number of times. But then in my flesh, where else can I turn? In my own estimation, nobody else cares about me more than me. So I'll just forgive myself, right? Brush myself off and trust in myself again. Perhaps I'll look out for me a little better this time around. That, my friends, is the wisdom of the flesh. At best, its wisdom is limited. But what about God's wisdom? Well, sure, God is omniscient and wise. He's all-knowing. Everybody knows that. Shoot, even the demons declare that. As Christians, we don't doubt this. But what we do doubt, the reason why we are tempted to not trust in the Lord, is because in our flesh, we doubt his love. Not his knowledge and wisdom, but his love. We know that Jesus knows everything, but does he really love me enough to give me what's best for me? Not for the kingdom, not for the cause, or for some poor guy I ought to be willing to give it all up for, but for me. Can I really trust that God loves me enough to give me what's really best for me? Ah, my son. Ah, my daughter. You really can trust in the Lord with all your heart because you are the children that he does love. And loves you not just for your eternal salvation, but loves you in the here and now, in your daily life, in the midst of your hourly battles and tribulations by the minute. Yet still, we struggle. In Proverbs 3, it is written, just the chapter before it was read, Proverbs 3, it's written, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, and he will make straight your paths. Ah, it sounds nice, but in my flesh, I'm not so sure about it. I publicly acknowledge that God knows where I'm going in life. I know that. I know that he knows it. But really, I wonder if his word will lead me on a straight path to some hill out there on which he does want me to die. I love my wife and my kids. Is he going to put them through that? Proverbs 3 again. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing for my bones. In my flesh, I'm not so sure about that either. I know God's way is good for him, but is it good for me? Is a little sin really that harmful for me? God says it is, but is it? And if it is, then why do I always crave it so much? Why do I have to be tempted with it daily? Does God really care about how I feel about that? Proverbs 3 again. Honor God with your wealth, and my barns will be filled with plenty, and my vats will be bursting with wine. We know that God doesn't need money, but it's not fair for him to impose that on me. I mean, where I live, money matters. You see, we know that God knows what is best. But does he really love me enough to give me what's best? In my fleshly heart of hearts, I have this feeling which says, I think God has a way that he wants me to live that works for him, but not really for me. Can I really trust in him to really love me enough? That's the flesh. In the spirit, you know the answer to the flesh's temptations. Proverbs 3 again. My son, my daughter, do not despise the Lord's discipline or be weary of his reproof. For the Lord reproves him whom he loves, as a father, the son in whom he delights. My friends, if there is a tough task in your daily vocations, a tiresome trial in any of your relationships, or a thorn afflicting your health and well-being today, well, it may just be that God is teaching you something. If he asks you to just wait a little longer, to persevere under doubt and trial and temptation, to suffer some injustice from your employer, or to have your livelihoods and finances stripped away, or perhaps a relationship put on the ropes, well, maybe God's just teaching you a little something. Maybe he's just putting your faith to the test, refining it, strengthening it, and working it for your good. You know, about the most loving discipline God can ever give you is to teach you that he, in all circumstances, he is your sufficiency. To learn from him in whatever situation to be content. To know how to be brought low and how to abound. To learn in any and every circumstance the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. To learn how to do all things through him who strengthens you. You are the children whom God loves. And you know how he best showed that love. And in a way that is beyond your understanding. Anything beyond what you would ever envision. He did not spare his son, in whom he loves, in whom he delights. He did not spare him for you, for your good. Does God really want what's best for you? You bet. Our wisdom could have never envisioned that Christ on the cross was the way that was best for me, personally. But there it is, God's love hanging there on Calvary for all the world to see. You knew that we were going to end up here, right? We had to. Christ crucified for our eternal salvation and the promise of God's care for us in every way now in the meantime. You knew that, but you didn't know that by thinking for yourself. God reveals it. As he says to Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Wow. Thanks be to God. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. As I mentioned earlier, Rally Day is next Sunday. We'll be moving our service time then back to 10 o'clock, and the 9 o'clock hour will be for our rally day, but for Sunday school and Bible study. I'm going to push back Bible study. There's a lot of things happening on that day. For adult Bible study, we'll start the week after next, because at the end of the 9 o'clock hour, we'll have our 15 minutes of hymn sing, right? The kids will launch their balloons, and it'll be a great day. So again, next Sunday, 9 o'clock service, 9 o'clock Sunday school, and service moves to 10 a.m. for the rest of the year. Also next week, that Wednesday is the kickoff for midweek. You'll see some instructions there. We're asking the parents of our kids from ages first grade through eighth grade to please come and attend this opening day with your children. We'll have a 10-minute service of prayer and preaching to show you what we'll be doing every week. We'll have snacks and some forms to fill out. Then you'll find your classroom and meet your teacher, your catechist for the year. Regarding Sunday school and midweek, you'll see a note there for our classroom etiquette, just for our basement stuff, just honestly just not to touch it and leave it for our teachers and our students so they don't have to set it up or get things lost and misplaced. Our teachers who are here, I did receive a shipment of our new materials. If you'd like to come in my office after the service, I'll be happy to give those to you. And then a joyous announcement. Zach and Jacqueline Lessring had a baby girl on Monday. Her name is Loretta Grace. Well, thanks be to God for that wonderful gift. Nothing quite as beautiful as a new baby. All right. And with that, the congregation now continues with the prayer of the church. Please stand. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, you have had mercy upon us by sending your only begotten Son to atone for our sins on the cross. Grant that we may receive your forgiveness, life, and salvation, and your daily care of us with thanksgiving. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of true justice, you teach that those who engage in the sins of the flesh will not inherit the kingdom of God. Crucify our flesh with its passions and desires. Lead those of our congregation who have fled from your communion of saints back to the congregation. Grant that we may be led by that same Spirit in repentance, trusting that we are forgiven of our past sins and cleansed of all unrighteousness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, guide us by your Spirit that we may engage in the fruit of the Spirit. Bless us that we may love your truth, sing praises to your name, and walk in your ways. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of truth, you reveal your will and ways in Holy Scripture. Bless all your children, especially Loretta Grace, that they may grow in knowledge and understanding. Bless the children in our Sunday school and catechism classes, that they may rejoice in your truth and receive your word with joy and faithfulness. Grant that all teachers may faithfully lead your lambs to their Savior. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, grant your protection upon our land and people. Deliver us from violence and discord. Grant safety to all who work to bring peace to our land, including those in law enforcement and members in the armed forces. Bless especially those who are seeking to uphold and protect Christian consciences, which are constantly under a threat. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of life, you open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The lepers came to your Son for mercy. Send your merciful hand upon us and the sick and the needy, including Max, Scott, Carrie, Mike, Brett Wilkinson's father and mother, Chad, John, Anna, Glenn, Heather, and Frank. Grant that their sickness would be turned to health and their troubles to joy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Good Lord, your Son instituted the salutary gift of his supper. Send your blessing upon all who receive the body and blood of Jesus for their forgiveness and healing. Grant thankful hearts and praise that praise your name to all who receive this sacrament this day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin and sicknesses and afflictions, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth adored, and earth with full acclaim shout the glory of your name. Sing Hosanna in the highest, sing Hosanna to the Lord. Truly blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promise salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in my remembrance." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Christ, true Lamb of God, you take the sin of the world away.
our Lord's name. Take meat, the body of Christ, given for you. Take meat, the body of Christ, given for you.
Body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ grant you healing and salvation unto life everlasting. Now you may rise and go your way, for your faith has made you well. Amen. Stand for the Nuptiamenis.
Lord, now let your servant depart in early peace. For I have seen the glory of your redeeming grace. A light to lead the Gentiles unto your holy hill. The glory of your people, your chosen Israel. All glory to the Father, all glory to the Son, all glory to the Spirit, forever three in one. For as in the beginning is now, shall ever be, God's triune name resounding through all eternity.
Let us pray. O God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. You may remain standing for our closing hymn, 632, O Jesus, blessed Lord to thee.
Jesus, blessed Lord, to thee my heartfelt thanks forever be. Who hast so lovingly bestowed on me thy body and thy blood. Break forth my soul for joy and say, what wealth is come to me this day? My Savior dwells within my heart. How blessed am I, how good thou art.